This weekend has been a lucky one for you all out there as well. Yes? football today. You got a Williams Johnson running back? Both of you, fantastic. Okay, come on in next, I guess. I'm not going to play a song with one of my all-time favorites, and I mean it's truly one of the great songs I recorded when I was a young lad in Crush Felix. It was written by my dear friend, who's no longer with us, but one of the great songwriters of all time, Mr. Tony Romeo. This is about a little girl who got lost.
Thank you.
And for those of you who missed it, we're on the King of Glory tonight. I'm going to sing all, and I mean, I'm going to underline all of my all-time favorite songs that are recorded from the last 6 months. And, well, thank you very much. Yeah, I obviously chose that song, but I've got nothing for it. I really do appreciate it, because that $40 has meant a lot to me. We're going to now do a great song written by a friend of mine named Ruben Holmes, who has been known for many, many years. Not just that's right, but being a lot of songs. That's right. But before he even watched them, he told me that as a result of me cutting the song, this album was triple platinum in about 4 weeks, and he said, "You got my kids through college," so God bless Richard Holmes and this song, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
healthy. Well, can I? Because I have sunlight in my eyes, and it's dark, and I'm blind anyway. But that's what happens when you're beautiful. No. You're old? And you want to fly in front of it? I'm sorry to be comfortable with that. You know what's going to happen to you, doesn't it? It's a hard thing. You have to go all the time and say, wow, that hair of yours. What happened to that hair of yours? And then every time, hold on. And now I have a copy of the next chapter he gives to our puzzle with me. And as you can see, I went to the Hair Club for Men back in those days. In the early 70s, I just beginning my career, and then they did a great job, didn't they? I'll tell you what, when it got wet, not that good. You know, I'm not sure about the commercials. Yeah, I can do it too. And then this is, of course, later shot when I obviously wasn't wearing a hair club. Wait, but no one could see anyway because they don't care. Thank you. guitar here, so tonight is going to be a very different night. And in fact, it's going to be a very, very special night for me, and hopefully for you if you are still awake. My music is clearly Sunday night, and we all feel the same way on Sunday night, almost all of us. Some probably on Friday night, but I have to make, you know, tens of thousands of dollars with casino, am I right? You know, no one outside the casino actually put their hands together. This could be your lucky night still, because this night is very, very young, and at the beginning of 7, I have every intention of making your night that much brighter and that much better. Lucky or not, you're coming with us. If you're going to hang with us, just look into me. That's all you have to do. Yeah, well, there you go. Thank you.
We're
getting coffee for everybody in here. Yeah. We just need to check in. I'm going to sing a song now that hopefully some of you will remember in 1963, before most of you were born. I was a mere infant at the time, but because I was such a prodigy at the age of 3. My hat was done, and I have no idea. Anyway, 1963, on a Sunday evening like tonight, I was lying on the couch like most of you would be if you weren't here. And I was watching television, and I saw the Ed Sullivan Show, and the four boys that came on changed my life. The next day, I went out while I was on the guitar. Never done that one before, but I'm going to sing the song anyway. I hope you remember it. My good friend John Lennon and I got to play it together when we were growing up in your deep in 1975.
You know the world is I can feel them. You know the sky.
Oh, you're right. Written by Jerry Gotham, Les Brown,
witness by myself, as I was standing there reading the letters, and I went, he didn't want that. Being 20 years old, I was thrown in a room. And they got to sing all.
I've had
a lot in common, right? Because not only were our fathers both in the entertainment business, but his father and mine were both blind too. Brian. And he put this lyric up here, and I want to sing a song dedicated to you, Dad, because I told you, but I want to tell you in front of all of them. I think that there are very few people that have inspired me as musicians, and as an actor, and as a human being, as a writer, as going to stood for, his politics, his ethics, his goodness, and most of all, what he had as an impact on the generation that grew up with him. I was one of them. I hope some of you were one of them. I had the blessing to do that as well. So this is to your dad. So Rick,
thank you.
one of the most incredible unsung heroes in the history of rock and roll, and one of my favorite artists, and I have to say, for all the times that we get branded sort of labeled as TV stars or whatever, there are very few people who have been able to come through it, and I thank God that did that for me. I think I'm going to learn that song with Jamie and dedicated to Randy Orton. I'm so proud to be able to sing that song, and now I'm going to sing one for you that this is about my life, and I wrote this song.
Hello.
Hi, guys. I'm now going to play a song that probably reflects something about my experience in life as being a cultural icon is not a nylon. But somebody came on a call here, culturally nylon. And as it's Friday night, and all of you are looking at Sunday night, I'm still looking at it as Friday because this is my weekend. Tomorrow I'm off, but on Wednesday night, I'm going to be at the Cabaret Theater doing the Rock and Roll Stuff for the week. And I'm again.
Oh.
Thank you.
Is there anything else, including without getting all the rest of it, I am going to be having an opportunity to spend some time after the show's on Wednesday at the Cabaret Room playing Bob Darin. Because I have nothing else to do but be here and hang out with you all. So please come and see us in the rest of his back. Now, I want to know your name. The sister's here. Your name is?
Yes.
And your name is?
Yes.
And now tell me, the twins, you're not going to tell me. You're the closest thing to twins, aren't you? How close are you in age? Not how old are you? 1 year? A year and a half? Who's old? She's old? Well, now that's a good thing. Oh, no, there's not a couple of artists in here? Oh, no, you're sweating. You just stepped on the glass. Congratulations! We're getting married. Let's get on our hands out here. You mustn't do that barefoot, you know. Most of the time at Jewish weddings, there's actually a wife involved. Well, obviously not very consumer right now, but they can only not sit the top today. Okay. I want to just tell you guys, for all of you, what's your name, Don?
Marion.
Marion. Marion. You hate that? Nice to meet you, too. My grandmother was in that movie, you know, it's one of my all-time favorite musicals. I want to tell you this is one of my all-time favorite songs. I will sing it as long as I'm here, and I hope that all of you all know how much you have meant to me and what it gives me in my heart every time I get to come out and play. God bless you, good luck! I wish, no matter how you hear it, no matter how you vote, it's not just a right, it's a privilege. Go out on Tuesday and vote. Go out and decide your right. You make a difference in this world. No matter what you feel politically, however you feel about it, make a difference. Your vote does count. It means more to us now than ever before. God bless you all. I love you. I really do. Don't you know?
Thank you.